The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 30th, 1977, in Bhubaneswara, India.
By chance, everything is taken here. What is new that? Science.
They don't say their work is by chance, but ultimately everything is by chance. But they are
very good experiment.
Isaac Newton disproved that. See. Isaac Newton disproved that theory.
Chance. He did a paper called Life Has No Meaning.
What's that?
No meaning. But the lifeless man was a meaning.
We have to give life meaning, and that's the glory of man, they say, that he finds the meaning, gives his own meaning to the meaningless.
Life has no meaning.
Getting a Nobel Prize. They say you should face up to that uncertainty or no meaning and then just live your life, and that without taking some meaning from the Shastra or anybody, you just
simply take from him.
Each person has to find within himself the meaning.
Why you are distributing meaning and take knowledge, let him do in his own way.
Yeah.
Why your ancestor give some money?
Yeah, that's the same idea as Krishnamurti. You don't need a guru, but he's written 13 books to tell everybody.
Yeah, he's written 13 books.
At the end of his book, he said, when you're finished reading it, throw it away. When you're finished reading this book, you should throw it away.
Because you don't actually need it.
And that philosopher of this philosophy, Camus, he said, don't try to lead me because I may not want to follow you. And don't follow me because I'm not capable of leading you. Just walk beside me and be my friend. So he said, by writing his books, he was not trying to lead other people, but just trying to free them from following falsely any absolute philosophy.
Then he has to follow you, because by taking your instruction, I shall stop following others. That means I'll have to follow you.
Yes.
So what is the benefit? When you stop following others, I have to follow you. My following is there. That is not stop.
They claim they don't want to be leaders, but actually they do.
That means respect. What he says, that is contradictory. That means respect.
But he commits suicide at the end of his life. Camus, yes. He's a French philosopher. He commits suicide at the end of his life.
God.
You were asking yesterday, what are some of the charges that the opposing party makes against us? That's another one, that we follow absolute authority. Your authority, and also in the temples, that the temple president or leaders, they have authority, and this is not healthy psychology that we should...
Why you come to cause your authority? If authority is not good, then why do you come to instruct your authority? The same thing. I have changed from monotheism to another.
But I don't say you have to accept me absolutely as...
Then why do you speak nonsense? Somebody is selling something. And if he says, don't purchase it, then what is Jesus saying? Contradiction. After all, they're nonsense.
They think that by surrendering to the spiritual master, if many people do this, it'll be very dangerous because they won't think for themselves.
Yes, yes, sir, but... You ask to surrender to you. So why should I not surrender to my spiritual master? What is the use of changing surrender?
Well, at least if we don't have absolute authority, I may tell you something, and if it's not good, you don't have to follow me.
So why do you speak nonsense? The sense if you haven't got to follow you. Why you waste your time and waste my time?
If what he's saying has no value, then
no value.
Why
do you waste your time?
For relative value.
That we Allah already got.
And that's all there is, they say.
Already have got relative
value. They say that each man has his own life to live, so he can take the best from many authorities. He can say, well, I like some of what you're saying and some of what someone else is saying, so I can take what's best for me. For my life.
But if I find in one place the best, why shall I take so much trouble? Why do you induce me to go here and there? And if I get in one place, everything.
That's
so
what
like
we
everything
found.
You're saying. That if I like everything you're saying, then why should I accept that?
Yeah.
And why should they object if we decide to surrender to one authority?
They are asking surrender.
Actually envious because they want everybody to follow their idea of going here and there.
One person said, this kind of thing reminds me of Hitler's Germany. If there's too much authority or blind following, it's not healthy.
Too much authority means the authority is wrong. But if the authority is right, then it is very better.
Yes.
To submit in one place and get everything just like we go to some supermarket. We get everything there, we go there.
And there's no question of blind following either.
No.
Otherwise, why would we distribute so many books?
I went to one professor who refused to help us. And he said the reason is, although we may be being persecuted now and we're a small movement, by reading our books and talking to the devotees, he thinks that if we ever did become powerful, we would also become intolerant and we would not allow people to have any other religion. So he said, although you're small, I am afraid to help you.
That means he does not understand us.
In the Vedic culture, are people allowed to follow any other belief? In a society where there's Krishna conscious king or president, say someone doesn't want to be a devotee, what happens to him?
Devotee, unless one is devotee, he cannot become Krishna conscious. Even Rajas, king at the same time.
No, the king, if the king is a devotee, but one of the subjects says, I still don't believe in Krishna, but I want to live here also.
So king has the power to chastise him. Just like if this child said, I don't believe in education, shall I have to accept? He must be punished. Because he is a child. He can say, Father, I don't believe in education, let me play. Will the father allow? Chastise him. That is king's duty.
So if someone wanted to be, say, a Christian in the Krishna conscious, a society led by a Krishna conscious person, if someone wanted to be a Christian, would he be chastised?
Yeah. First of all, whether Christian is religion or a particular thing, you have to see that. The father does not chastise always. When the son does wrong, then he chastises. Otherwise, my son chastises. Christian means if they... Religion means one who believes in God and abides by the order of God. That's his religion.
So if they chanted Christos and stopped eating meat, but they still wanted to follow the Bible...
But if they follow Bible, that is religion, of course. But they do not follow. Bible says, thou shalt not kill. They are killing. So what kind of Christian is?
No. They should be chastised.
Yes, they should be punished. That is the duty of the king. You follow any bona fide religion, you get all protection. But you don't follow, you must be chastised. That is king's duty. King has no objection whether you are following Christian method or Hindu method, doesn't matter. But you must have some religion. If you have no religion, then you are an animal, you must be chastised. Religion means you believe in God and love Him. That's all. Three words, religion. You believe in God means know God, what is God, and love Him. That's all. This is religion. So it doesn't matter whether you understand God through Christian method or Hindu method, but you love God and you abide by the orders of God, then you are religious. Dharma to sakshad bhagavat prani. Dharma means, religion means the words of God. So you must know what is God and you must know what does He say. Then you are religious. It doesn't matter what it is. Christian and Hindu. Gold is gold. Whether you purchase it from a Mohammedan shop or Hindu shop or Christian shop, it doesn't matter. You must get gold. That's all. So whether you have got God, if you have got some fictitious God, then you must learn what is God.
Yes.
What is that?
What about?
You do not know God.
Yes.
You must learn what is God. If you refuse to learn, then you must be punished. If you know God, then it is all right. If you do not know, then you must learn. If you refuse to learn, you must be punished. Yes.
What is the test we can understand someone? If someone says, I know God, then how can we...
Say, what is God? Say, what is God? What do you mean by God?
God is the force moving the universe.
That means you do not know. false, a child can also see the false, but behind the false, who is there? Whenever there is false, there must be one person forceful, who is forcing. Do you know that?
Well, I am in no position to see
that. So learn it from me. If we have refused, then he must be punished. That is my duty.
You were just saying that a person who's not religious is no better than an animal.
Yeah.
But he might argue that even the animals have a right to live undisturbed.
No. Animal right to live, because animal is subjected to be punished. Just to live. Rightly. Suppose a cow comes with his horn like that, he must be punished. Immediately. Not present. Then he will be corrected.
But there are so many animals living in the jungle.
Yes. Jungle, we have no business to go there. We have rejected jungle. Let them live there. But in the human society, if the animal disturbs, it must be punished. With stick.
What about, say, a Buddhist who practices ahimsa?
No, but Buddhist, I say, there is no question of Buddhist Christian. One must know what is known.
But he would say, I follow our leader and we don't believe in the personality of Godhead.
If the leader is a wrong person, you cannot follow. You must follow the right leader.
One cannot say that he doesn't believe in the power of the state.
Mm. That is not leadership. It is misleader. A very intelligent question. Nice. King means he has to see that the citizens are doing nicely. And that is king's duty.
The king is like a father.
Yes. That is stated Lord Ramchandra treated his subjects as sons. And they also treated Lord Ramchandra's father. That is the relationship between the citizens and the king. So father and son.
The chastisement that the king gives.
That is out of love.
Out of love.
Yes. Not by envious. Chastisement means correction. He is in the wrong way. He is corrected to the right way. So gradually you have to take the power of the king to correct the whole human system. Pratrala sadhunam vinashaya to duskita. That is Krishna's business. To give protection to the right person and to chastise the wrong person. Two things require side by side. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya to duskita. And dharma samasthapana, three, another. By chastising the wrongdoer and by giving protection to the right man and then establish what is real religion. And then Krishna's mission, Krishna consciousness is perfect. Three things. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya to duskita, dharma samasthapana. This is Krishna's dream. Bhagavad Gita, everything will be nice. Everything.
Nowadays, coming to power usually means some revolution, violent revolution or political maneuvers.
They are trying also to correct, but they do not know how to correct. That is a defense. Therefore, we take this authority. Here, everything is correct. Everyone is trying to remodel, but they do not know how to remodel.